Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are many that complain. They're unable to read the Qur'an, they cannot memorize the Qur'an, they struggle with the Qur'an. Some people even struggle to sit for 1 hour and read Qur'an. Some people, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all shifa, have ADHD and other type of illnesses in where they cannot concentrate, they can't sit for a long period of time to read Qur'an and memorize Qur'an. So what's the solution? There is a man that came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, إِنِّي لَا أَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ أَخُذَ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ فَعَلِّمْنِي مَا يُجْزِئُنِي مِنْهُ. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot take anything from the Qur'an. And ulama said, he cannot memorize Qur'an, he cannot read Qur'an, he cannot learn the Qur'an, he struggles, it's a very difficult thing for him. So this man, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَلِّمْنِي مَا يُجْزِئُنِي مِنْهُ. Teach me something that will suffice me. Teach me something that is a replacement. Teach me something I can do instead of that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, قُلْ سُبْحَانَ وَالْحَمْدُ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. He taught him these beautiful adhkar, Allahu Akbar. Ulama rahimahumullah, they said this is a solution for the person who struggles to sit with the Qur'an and memorize and take something from the Qur'an. That if you cannot do so, then at least as you're learning how to read and how to memorize, the journey might be very long. Of course, you don't stop your efforts. But in the meantime, there is something as a replacement that's there, which is these beautiful words. You continuously engage in Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Wa La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Yani even if a person was, he began new to Islam, let's say someone reverted to Islam, and he wanted to start his prayers, he doesn't even know Surah Al-Fatiha, then it is sufficient for him to read these adhkar. This would be sufficient for him until he learns Surah Al-Fatiha. Brothers and sisters in Islam, these words are not supposed to be taken lightly. So then this man, he said, Ya Rasulullah, هذه لله فما لي أنا. These are words of praise for Allah Azza wa Jal. What is for me? So then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, say, Allahumma ihdini warzuqni wa'afini. He said to him, say, make a dua, say, oh Allah, provide for me and protect me and guide me and provide for me. Subhanallah. Then the man, he grabbed his hand and he clenched his fist like this. He clenched it. It was like he was excited and it was a show of commitment. So then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said that, when he saw him doing this, he said, هَذَا مَلَأَ يَدَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ. This is a man that filled his hand with goodness, meaning he made a commitment that he is going to uphold these words and commit to them for the rest of his life. So brothers and sisters in Islam, there is no excuse for any of us. If you're struggling with the Qur'an, you haven't memorized anything, you find yourself, subhanAllah, I know people that have memorized the Qur'an, they sit in their car, they can read Qur'an without holding a copy of the Qur'an, they read Qur'an fluently and easily, and you look at that and you're depressed and you're sad, I can't do so, I haven't achieved so in my life. Your solution, until bi-ithnillah you become like that, is these words. Continuously repeat subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, until you learn and until you're able to take something from this Quran. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us acceptance. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.